next talk, next lightning talk, is about improving IPv6 support for FreeBSD. And we have Luis Amaral. Luis is working as a network engineer at InnoGames GmbH, and he has a big interest in building network infrastructure using open source software. Luis, the floor is yours.
Thank you. So, hi everyone, my name is Luis. I've been working as a network engineer with InnoGames for about 5 years now. I work in the network and data center operations team. And I would like to tell you a tale of how did we come to improving IPv6 support on FreeBSD. So, yeah, we use FreeBSD on all of our load balancers. This has been happening for over 10 years now. And right now, we have been trying to reduce our internal IPv4 usage a little bit. We have moved many of our internal workloads to already run on top of IPv6 only load balancing pools. But moving client-facing services to be IPv6 only is a bit hard. But now we have been trying to look into the internal stuff, and especially the infrastructure part of our things, to see how we can make it a bit better. So the way our infrastructure looks like is normally on every data center, we will have two core routers. And we have multiple load balancers attached to those core routers. We speak BGP to them. And between the two load balancers, we have a dedicated PF sync interface. So PF sync would be the equivalent of contract D on Linux. So they are just for syncing the PF states between the two boxes, so we can fail over without losing TCP sessions, for example. So on this trial on getting rid of IPv4 as much as possible, we came to the conclusion that maybe those dedicated PF sync interfaces and the uplink interfaces towards the core routers would be good candidates to run without IPv4. We thought, well, we can put IPv4 over IPv6 next hop routes between the core routers and the load balancers, and that should make things good. So we made a very simple plan. We remove IPv4 addresses from the interfaces and profit. Well, not so fast. When we tried to use IPv6 with PF sync, turns out that PF sync simply has no support at all for IPv6. Yikes. So we did what any sane person would do. We fixed it ourselves. So took us around 1.5 years because there was other stuff to do and everything, but after putting together those three patches, we actually contributed a fully working IPv6 support for PF sync on FreeBSD. It's important to mention that Naaman from the FreeBSD Foundation has actually done quite good contributions, especially on the multicast part of the implementation. So, starting on FreeBSD 14, that was supposed to be released last week. They started building it last week. It should have been announced on the 14th, but for some reason didn't happen yet. There will be support for IPv6 on your PF sync interfaces. There is unicast and multicast support, just like in the IPv4 implementation. And what we found the best thing about it is link local addresses are sufficient for it. So if you have dedicated PF sync interfaces like us, you can just bring your interfaces up, configure your PF sync interface to run on top of that interface, and you don't need anything else. There is no extra configuration needed on the dedicated sync interfaces. Just to go real quick through it, on the first line, we just set the synchronization device as the underlying device that will carry the PF sync traffic. And the second line, we just set we tell who is the sync peer that will get the synchronization traffic. On this specific example, this is the multicast address that was picked for PF sync. And if you set that up with a dedicated interface, that's enough to get you going. And you can see by the sync OK flag there in the bottom that has a 1. Which means it worked. So how about the IPv4 over IPv6 next hop? Well, yeah, there we had some issues. So we tried, first we added a static root into the FreeBSD kernel, and we also configured a static root on Bird. As you can see, the kernel was unable to learn the root from Bird, and Bird was unable to learn the root from kernel as well. So here we go again. Well, you can also see the little exclamation mark in the bird root there, which means bird could not export that to the kernel. So we check the logs, and we find not very good things in the logs. So when we try to export roots from bird to the kernel says that the network is unreachable, which and when we try to read it from kernel to bird, it was missing a gateway. Yeah, we dug a little bit into the source code, and yeah, the previous one was way too big to show here, but this one was actually a fairly simpler patch. It's worth mentioning that somebody in the mailing list said, oh, well, how about you guys try Netlink, since FreeBSD recently implemented support for Netlink. We tried it, and importing the roots into bird was also broken, although we could export them successfully, which was halfway good. But it's no problem. Again, any sane person would just fix it themselves. So there we are. On the first part, it's where we are doing the export of roots to kernel. To give you a little bit more of context, because we had to cut a lot of things out. On the first line with the minus there, the AF variable holds the address family that is getting that you're creating a SOC address for it. So it gets defined a little bit above in the code, and it's set to the same address family as the root. But we have to remember we have an IPv4 root with an IPv6 next hop. What ended up happening is our object had garbage into it, since we tried to fit an IPv6 address as if it was IPv4, which doesn't really fly. The fix was easy. If it's IPv4 gateway, we just set the address family as AFINET. If it's something else, it's AFINET 6. Easy, done, good. The bottom part is when we were importing roots from kernel into bird. There, for some reason, they were checking if the root address family was the same as the gateway address family. And if that was not true, they would just set the gateway as none, which explains the message of the missing gateway that we were getting. So fix was very easy, and yeah, just always set the gateway. And that's the entirety of the patch that fixed bird when we are dealing with RTSOC. So we also looked into the Netlink stuff. There it was a bit more complicated, but it boils down to FreeBSD has no MPLS support. There was this definition that was getting checked, and because of that, we were missing the RTA get via function. When you look at Netlink, especially the R Netlink main page, you will see that there is a root attribute on Netlink messages that's called the RTA via that is used for gateway on a different address family. This is used for MPLS, but it's also used for IPv4 over IPv6 next hops. So we just moved the check for this definition a little bit down. So the RTA get via function was included on FreeBSD as well. And there was some more changes a little bit down to make sure that we that the pieces of code that made use of the RTA get via were also included. And yeah, two patches there. And bird was happy. It could import the roots from kernel. It could export its own roots to kernel. And the kernel was happy. It could get the roots from bird. Yeah, so to wrap it up, support for pfsync over IPv6 is available on FreeBSD 14. That is on its way to get released. Support for IPv4 over IPv6 next hop with RTSOC on FreeBSD is fixed on bird 2.13. And the support for the IPv4 over IPv6 next hop routes was fixed on bird 2.13.1. This was a while ago. Bird, I think, is already on 2.14. So yeah, FreeBSD users can finally enjoy a world with a little bit less IPv4. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Luis. Yeah. Are there any questions? Questions from the chat? Okay, thank you very much.
Yep. Oh, wait, I think there was a question there.
There was a question. Sorry, I didn't see you. Please state your name and affiliation.
Hi, I'm Peter Hessler from the OpenBSD project.
Yep.
We are the upstream. This is relevant, give me a minute. We are the upstreams for the PFSync code that you're using. Thank you very much for adding IPv6 support to it. At the time that we created it, there was almost no IPv6 rollouts in the world, so we didn't care, essentially, and everyone has V4. My first question is have you contacted anyone from OpenBSD about submitting the code back to us?
No, we did not.
Okay.
But mainly because we use FreeBSD mm-hmm. ourselves, so it was more of a matter of time also because we were a bit short on time.
Okay. I would encourage you if you get the chance to get, I believe it was 3 commits overall, get all of those and just send it to the OpenBSD list.
Of them we actually borrowed from OpenBSD already, the middle one. So yeah, but we can definitely look into contributing it back to OpenBSD maybe.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
All right then, thank you.
Okay. Give it a... Okay. Yeah, it's my office.